Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Praying Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Praying Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about humility and a foundation stone of that virtue in the reality and the understanding of my big sis, Teresa of Avila. One of the fundamental aspects to a life of prayer, she speaks about three actual items in the way of perfection, and one of the pinning stones, one of the pinnacle aspects in relationship to a life of prayer is humility. And how can we understand humility within the wisdom of Teresa of Avila? Truth. To be a person of humility, to be humble, means to acknowledge the truth. One of the way the devil brings us in to his web, for lack of a better word, is enticing us to think higher or better than ourselves than we actually are. Maybe enticing us to think that we have a virtue that we may not necessarily have, but we have sort of a false illusion, a self sort of pride that we are blind to. And that is why a radical relationship with the truth is of the utmost importance. And the foundation of that truth is realizing that without God, we have nothing. That somehow we think if we do lots of prayers that God owes us something. No, no. Without God, we have nothing. If no matter how much good we do in the world, without God, we have nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nada, nada, nada. Something that is echoed in the reality and the life of John of the Cross. So to be a person of humility is to have a radical relationship with that understanding of the truth in our relationship with God. Without Him, we are nothing. We have nothing. And yet in that radical acceptance of our nothingness, we see the total gratuity, the total love of God, that even though we were far away from Him, He came to us, reached down, embraced us, raised us up, redeemed us, justified us, healed us, saved us, and sanctifies us. Not because God owes us, but because it is a gift, freely gratuitous. And important to note this, by the way, it is meant for us. God wants this for us. So any notion of pride and self-worth, like we are owed this, like a sense of entitlement, I think would be maybe a better word to put all that, totally off the mark. We need to be a people that understands who we are. And we say this in the reality of the Our Father. Thy will be done, not our will. Thy will, the will of the Father. That's why the wisdom of St. Teresa in this regard is wrapped up in her commentating and reflecting about the Our Father prayer. This radical acceptance of the truth is an understanding in the life of humility for the life of prayer, that it is God's will to be done, not our will, but thy will. And we play a role in that. He has a plan, and we participate in that through humility. Of course, the other two aspects being detachment, being one of the other big ones, and charity. Now, this seems like it is difficult, and it is, if again we allow pride to sort of entice us into acting under our own volition, thinking that it's all us, and somehow if we're being consoled along the way, thinking that might be God consoling us. No. Understanding that every step we take is in by and through the grace of God. So every step we take is an utter gift, and we get to rejoice and celebrate, not alone and isolated, but in communion with, in union with God and with all those he has brought to him. We know this community as the church. So even though we might be more isolated now and we might be struggling with a lot of things, I hope that this notion of that life of humility, girded by the reality of the truth of our situation, strengthens us and emboldens us to begin to trust even more in the presence of God in our lives and here and now. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you want more of my content, go over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my YouTube videos. You can find my articles through the Catholic Stand, my blog posts, and you can also email me. All of this is through thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. I know that I'll be praying for you.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY, that's LEARN, the number 2, PRAY, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.